Today, we are at the Forth Valley Sensory Centre near Falkirk. We are here for the launch of an app called Welcome. It's by a company called Neatbox. Gavin Neat is the man behind the company, and he told us a little bit about the app and where the idea came from.
The idea of Welcome is that, pretty much as it says on the tin, that we improve the welcome that people get when they arrive at a specific venue. It's anywhere where there is customer service or somebody whose job it is to meet you or provide a service. So in a situation where somebody arrives at a library, a health centre, a coffee shop, a pub, train station, well, the list is endless. And the idea is that we can improve the ability of the person you're meeting when you arrive in the building to give you service. What we recognised very early on, and was backed up by what Scope were doing, was that people felt awkward in approaching people with a disability or something that they saw or hadn't seen before. And we thought, wouldn't it be good if we could just help them give better service?
But where did Gavin originally see the potential?
Well, if we go back to my time in Guide Dogs for the Blind, I would be following somebody into a supermarket and they'll think, well, I know roughly where customer service is and I know there's going to be a queue and I know I'm going to have to get into that queue and I know I'm going to have to wait and shuffle forward and then I know I'm going to get to the front of the queue and then I'm going to rely on somebody telling me that I'm next. And then I've got to try and find out where I've got to go. And then, even before I've had the conversation, I've actually got to try and work out exactly how they're going to interact with me. And during this time, I'm becoming more anxious and more worried, and I'm losing time. Sighted people or people without disability walk into a shop, buy what they want, leave. And that's a real challenge for people with disability. And of course, that could be not just visually impaired people, that could be anybody. Not just obvious disability, like a wheelchair or a guide dog or a long cane, but it could quite easily be a hidden disability. We can't train for how they interact with somebody with a hidden disability. They wouldn't even know the person had it. So how can we actually give them that information? So what we've done is we've set it up through some use of clever technology so that it appears on the person's screen first as soon as the person books in to say that they're going to visit, then when they get within a geofence of the building, and then when they walk through the door, when they get close to a beacon, message gets sent again to the customer service team to say this person's going to be approaching you very shortly. They then get little bits of information like what the person looks like, what their name is, and then what area of service they would like help with. We also have a little information, bit of information there, which is specifically what you're wanting that day. But I think this is the key. We provide 5 top tips that have been given to us by major charities. So Guide Dogs, RNIB, Action on Hearing Loss, Scope. All these charities have given us 5 top tips on how somebody should interact in a very general sense. And this could be something as simple as, hello, my name is. But it could be as simple as, don't talk to my guide dog. Or if the person has a hearing impairment, make sure you don't have your back to a light source, because if they're lip reading, they wouldn't be able to see what you're saying. This is really simple, very basic, foundational communication that we're encouraging people to do. We also have in the app a little overview. And the overview gives an understanding to the person of what that disability might mean for that person. Again, this has been supplied to us by the different organisations. So the customer service person has a little top tips on how to interact before the person arrives so that they're prepared to give the very best service they can.
Now, when we think about apps, we think about the cost. How much will it be? And what kind of information will I have to input?
Well, I'm so proud to say that this is a free app. And because it's free, we're not looking for credit card details. We're not looking for people's home address. We're not looking for even their postcode. What we're actually looking for here is information that is going to be useful to the customer service team. So what does the person look like? What would they like to be called? And also what area they would like assistance in? Now, it's really key here. We don't even mention the word disability in the app. And the person can say, I would like them to have an awareness of visual impairment, an awareness of hearing impairment, the awareness of autism or diabetes or dyslexia. If the person has an awareness of that, it's going to be helpful. So we're here at the Forth Valley Sensory Centre in Falkirk, and we're launching Welcome. We've got 19 people arriving throughout the day with various challenges. And what we're wanting to do is for them to download the app, Welcome by Neatbox. It's on Google and Android. People will download the app. They'll put in their very basic information, and then we're all going to take a trip up to the Falkirk wheel and then individually go into the Falkirk wheel, and we're going to test the staff there to make sure that they've been looking at the app, looking at the retailer side of the app, making sure that they read the information they need to impart to the person who comes through the door. So it's very, very basic, very, very easy. Person keeps the phone in their pocket when they arrive, but the retailer will be giving them better service.
Jackie Winning is the manager at the Forth Valley Sensory Centre, and I wanted to find out what it meant to her and the team to have the launch held there.
I am delighted that today we've been asked to host the launch by Neatbox of their welcome app. I've met with Gavin Neat about a year ago at TechShare, which is the RNIB conference for technology and how technology can help people to live more independent lives. I was really taken with Gavin's approach and his ideas and all the different ways that Gavin wanted to use technology to help make people's lives better. So there have been a few developments with the apps that he's developed, and today what we're here to do is launch the Welcome app. But Gavin had asked our centre to be one of the first organisations in the UK to actually have the app in the centre, and the app was installed here about a month ago, and Neatbox have provided some training for our reception staff, and we are absolutely thrilled to be able to use this technology to help people receive a more warm welcome to the centre and for us to be prepared in the best way that we can support people when they do attend. On average, we have about 300 people who come to visit Forth Valley Sensory Centre. Some of them are well known to us, but other people are coming here for the first time. If people download the app and in advance let us know that they're coming to visit, and they let us know their requirements for support, then it empowers our staff to really reach out and to help people feel that they don't have to explain themselves, that we know how to help them, how to support them, and really to encourage them to be independent as far as possible within the centre. When my staff heard about the development of the app, they were really excited, because we are really at the forefront here of trying to provide the best service that we possibly can for people who have sensory impairment. But we also welcome all different people to the centre, really. So not just people with a sensory impairment, but people with other disabilities come here, because we are very accessible. We were designed in such a way as to encourage everybody to be able to come to the centre. So it's great that we have the app, and we're thrilled to be able to use that. And I think it's going to help to develop what we do and to encourage more and more people to come to the centre and feel that they can be part of it, and that they're in a safe and friendly environment, and they can make the most of all the services that we have to offer here.
One of the participants trying out the Welcome app today is Angela, who's also a guide dog owner. And I wanted to know a little bit more about the technology she used and how she thought the app would help her.
I found a big benefit to smart technology, because it allows me to keep and communicate with friends and colleagues, but also read books, share the same experiences of young adult life as my peers would, on a more level playing field and a more inclusive one. I sometimes use the built-in Maps app on my phone, which is really helpful, particularly if I'm somewhere that I'm actually not quite sure, because it allows me to double check. And that's where Siri can also be handy, because I can ask it, where am I? And it will tell me exactly where I am, which is far more reassuring than standing somewhere that you don't know, not knowing who's around you or how to get where you want to be. I think if more shops take on the Welcome app, it'll increase my confidence in going into new shops and new venues, because I'll not have the fear of where am I, what am I doing, how do I find people. It's a daunting prospect going into shops, having to try and find things, whereas having this tool that takes that away, because the shop knows in advance what their needs are, I think definitely will increase people's idea of going out to shops, looking for things, and being, you know, able to shop more independently, like people who are not visually impaired. If the Welcome app is in place and people have positive experience through using shops, restaurants, facilities, then they will be more inclined to say to their friends, oh, I've been to this shop, this is what I got, it's somewhere I would recommend you go to. And the word will spread, because people are inclined to talk about positive experiences probably equally as much as negative ones. And the more positive experiences we can have, the more revenue and visitors these attractions will bring.
Stay with us. Coming up later, we'll find out how the app worked at the Falkirk Wheel.
The Early Edition on RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, earlier we were looking at the launch of a brand new accessible app. It's called Welcome and comes from the company Neatbox. Now, it's been launched at the Forth Valley Sensory Centre near Falkirk and at a visitor attraction called the Falkirk Wheel. Gavin Neat is behind the app, which is free to download and test right now. Well, we thought we'd head off to the wheel to find out how the app performed in a real-life situation. Here's Nicola Sturgeon, Communications Manager at the attraction.
The Falkirk Reel is an engineering feat. It's a marvel. It's the only rotating boat lift in the world, so it's certainly something that we're very proud of, and it does attract visitors from Scotland, but also from all over the world. We've got great facilities here. We have play parks for children. We have our boat trips, which allow people to take a spin on the wheel, which is good fun. And we've also got a retail area, a cafe, so plenty for everyone. And being Scotland, having that indoor and outdoor space is a luxury for us with our weather. We are one of Scotland's leading visitor attractions, and for us that means that we need to be accessible for everyone. It's important we can welcome everyone through our doors, no matter their ability. So we do work hard trying to take away any barriers and worries that people might have to come here, and we find that new welcome app is a fantastic way for us to do that. We got in touch with the Sensory Centre in Falkirk. They put us in touch with, they invited us along to a meeting with Neatbox, who were introducing this new app, which was all about customer service and improving customer service for people with disabilities. So as soon as we seen and heard about it and seen what it could do and the potential it had there, and I think that's key, the potential that this app has got, we wanted to be one of the first. We wanted to be in the front foot as an organisation to say that we're a welcoming space to come to and take away, like I say, any barriers. We're very aware that people might be a bit hesitant of coming to a new place, but our staff are very welcoming. We've got great facilities, so it was about us sharing that information with a wider group. So people can log in and let us know that they want to come along to the Falkirk Reel. Staff here will take in that information from more of a service level perspective. That also gives us some guidance, because whilst we can train our staff up as much as possible, we are a seasonal business to a degree. We do bring in people in the summertime, so we're very aware that training everyone up can be a bit of a challenge. So it was important for us that the app also gave additional information. So we'll see if that person comes along and says, do you know what, I might need a seat on arrival, I need you to come and help me get a coffee, I need you to book me a boat trip, or you might just need left alone, but they want us to be aware they're on their site. This is where we really, really benefit from the app. The staff get that information and they can react to it, so they can come and open a door or make sure that everyone's safe and a good environment.
So how will the app work at the Falkirk Wheel?
We're just waiting on Angela arriving, so I'm just checking on the screen now to see what Angela's requirements are. And we can see that Angela's visiting with a guide dog. Her requirements are a sighted guide, assistance at the entrance, and she's asking that we just don't distract the guide dog. So I'm now going to go and meet Angela, and when I'm doing so, I'm going to remember to introduce myself at the start of any conversation and remember Angela's tips of not touching, distracting or feeding the dog.
So, with testing over, how did Gavin feel the day went?
I'm a bit buzzy right now, I can't deny. We had the last chap going in, John. He was using a mobility scooter, a wheelchair, and as he was approaching the door, Morgan, who's the customer staff member who's been looking up to see who was arriving next, came over and opened the door without even speaking to John in advance. So, as John approached, he went, Well, as if by magic, the door's just opened. Morgan knew to open the door and make it wider in order for him to get through with his mobility scooter. We had 9 people all turn up within the space of half an hour, and Morgan was running around, and it was a bit of a challenge because it's a new system. Every single venue that we install a device like this at will change some of the things and some of the processes that it uses. We've already realised that what we need to do is we need to have a colour code on the retailer side to say, has the person arriving? Have they arrived? Have I actually interacted with them? So if we then had a colour code for that, we would know. So we'll learn. Every single time we install and work with an organisation like this, we're going to find different ways that we can improve the app. That's got to be the steps forward for us. Ultimately, we just got to get better all the time. We would love it if people were to download the app, Welcome at Neatbox. Just put in some details, whatever people want to put in, and start doing one of two things, or both. Invite friends to use the app and request venues. Yeah, we'll be contacting all those venues on your behalf and saying, guys, would you like to install this system? Because more people are going to come to your store if you've actually installed it. So neatbox.com for the website, and it's Welcome by Neatbox on Android and on Apple. So download and give it a shot. And if you want to contact us directly, you can contact us at hello@neatbox.com. And remember, last thing, NEATEBOX for Neatbox.